Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a strawberry letter.
Thank you, Tommy. Subject, totally confused. Dear Steve and Shirley, I am a middle-aged single female who has been dating a man about 5 years my junior. He's a great guy, has great values, is a family man, but here's the problem. He can't afford to buy a ring. I'm not materialistic at all. However, I am wondering if his inability to purchase a ring is a sign that maybe there will be other financial issues down the line. Since we met, he has lost 2 jobs, his car, and his house, all because he is pursuing an entrepreneurship which is currently not thriving. I have a PhD, a great job, a home, and I'm doing pretty well for myself. About 3 years ago, I received a huge bonus check, and at that time, he stated, whatever comes to either of us, either one of us, would be both of ours. And he proceeded to ask me if he could use some of the money to buy me a ring. I thought that was crazy. I know that he's trying to get on his feet, but it is draining to have to deal with this for so long. So here we are 3 years later, and he's still working towards purchasing the ring. I've been patient with him, paid his bills, allowed him to use my car, given him gas money, but I'm getting tired of extending my resources. Here's my questions. Am I settling for someone who may just be a taker, or is it possible that he's just having a bad 6-year break? Totally confused. Okay, dear Totally Confused, after 3 years of this foolishness, you should be tired. You know, now here you are, a well-educated woman, you know, you have a nice home, a great job, et cetera, et cetera. And you sound like, you know, you really got it going on. I mean, you have a PhD, for heaven's sakes. But let's have some common sense here, okay? It's just some plain old common sense. As far as your man goes, yes, you can pursue an entrepreneurship. You know, I don't have a problem with that at all. You can have lofty goals, big dreams, all that. But unless you're already a millionaire, you know, you still got to get up and go to work here. You do. You know, until your plan, until your dreams come into fruition. I say it's nice that you helped him thus far, but I don't see him doing anything. I really don't. All he's doing is talking and allowing you to pay for everything. And I don't care. No real man is going to let this happen on a continual basis. You know, even to the point of using your money to buy you your own ring. That is just crazy. It's really crazy. You're confused because you know this is crazy. And I say tell him to get off his butt and get a job. Steve?
Wow. Ma'am, you're middle-aged single female who's been dating a man about 5 years your junior. Okay, that's no problem. He's great values, is a family man. What does that mean, he's a family man? But here's the problem. He can't afford to buy a ring. I'm not materialistic. However, one of his inability to purchase a ring is a sign that maybe other financial issues down the line. What you're about to describe to me, he can't afford to buy a ring. Listen to this. Since we met, he's lost 2 jobs, his car, and his house, all because he's pursuing an entrepreneurship which currently is not thriving. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. You took all those steps back? If you're gonna give up all of that, it is to gain what? Mm. You don't give up 2 jobs, your car, and your house if you're not trying to gain something. But I don't understand the person who gives up that kind of stuff. These are necessary things, a place to stay and a way to get to where you're going and a way to provide for yourself. You don't give up those. You give up clubbing. You give up liquor. You give up gambling. That's what you give up to start your business. You don't give up your house and your car.
Coming up, Steve will have part 2 of his response at 23 after the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay, y'all. Here's this woman that's dating this guy 5 years a junior. Great guy, great values, family man. But here's the problem. He can't afford to buy a ring. Now, I'm not materialistic. However, I'm wondering if his inability to purchase a ring is a sign that there may be other financial issues down the line. She says, since we met, he's lost 2 jobs, his car, his house, all because of pursuing an entrepreneurship which is currently not thriving. I have a PhD, great job, a home. I'm doing pretty well for myself. About 3 years ago, I received a huge bonus check, and at that time, he stated, whatever comes to either one of us would be both of ours, and he proceeded to ask me if he could use some of the money to buy me a ring. I thought that was crazy. I know he's trying to get on his feet, but it's draining to have to deal with this for so long. So here we are 3 years later, and he's still working towards purchasing the ring. I've been patient with him, paid his bills, allowed him to use the car, giving him gas money, but I'm getting tired of extending my resources. Here's my question. Am I settling for someone who may be a taker, or possibly he's just having a bad 6-year break? Totally confused. Excuse me. He's not having a bad 6-year break. He's having years of making bad decisions. And now he has a cushion, and the cushion is you. So now he has the luxury of continuing down the path that he's on. He ain't got to get a good job. He ain't got to give you a ring. He don't even need gas money because guess what? He's using your car. So he don't need his own car because he's using your car. And you're giving him gas money. And you're extending yourself because of what? This is not a great guy. Stop. If you listed the things of great guys that you're looking for, would this guy even be anywhere near the... So what? He's a good family man. Who the hell ain't? He got to stay with him. Hell yeah, he's a good family man. Well, come on, lady. You got a PhD, but you're not thinking the way you're capable of thinking. And it happens to so many people. Listen to me. If he's lost 2 jobs, his car and a house, pursuing an entrepreneurship which is not currently thriving, sounds to me like a bigger problem is he can't make a decision. And I don't think the man really wants to marry you. It's what this is all boiling down to, because he keeps using the excuse of the ring. You've bought into the he can't afford the ring. does he really want to marry you, or does he have what so many have, so many men have? He has the woman of his dreams. Mm-hmm. You're perfect. We don't need to get married. You're helping me. You're supporting me. You're taking care of me. Everything a woman really wants from a man, you are his man.
What a catch.
You know, you're the catch. Mm-hmm. He's not the catch. If you let him go right now, not many adult women would sign up for this guy knowing what we know right now. So how is he a catch? What's great about this guy? The great person in this relationship is you, and you need to be great to yourself because you think you're tired of it now. He shows no signs of changing his behavior at all. So this cycle is going to continue. He ain't ever going to get you a ring. Mm-hmm. He ain't ever going to pull himself together and get on his feet. Because guess what? He's on his feet. He's found everything he needed to find in you. You know, and this thing about right about the time that this check was coming, you told him that you had this bonus check coming. He stated right then, anything that comes in is ours, both of ours. He ain't bought nothing in to be ours. You are the only one that has ours. He has put nothing in the kitty to share. You keep sharing your house, your car, your gas money. Now here come the bonus check. You know, everything come in is ours. Can I use some of the ring money to buy you a ring? No. What that means is, can I use some of the money to buy you a ring to keep holding on to this good thing I got? Because all you want is a ring. If I get you this ring, I can keep holding on to this thing that I got, wow, which is just you. Getting a ring don't mean you're going to get married.
All right, the end. We got to go. Let's get out of this now. Email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley, okay?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.